This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually laid a foundation stone of a road infrastructure project Assam Mala 3.0, four flyovers and two bridges in the BTC area. On the same occasion, PM laid the foundation stone of a railway periodic overhauling workshop at Basbari in Kokrajhar district and also flagged off three new trains, Kamakhya Charlapali, Amrit Bharat Express, Guwahati New Jalpaiguri Express and Narangi Agartala Express. The PM also laid the foundation for 36 new bridges for 34 districts of the state. The supply and availability of LPG and POL products across the district was reviewed by State Minister for Food and Civil Supplies Gabriel D. Wangsu today, along with Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta. The Department of Food and Civil Supplies and Oil Marketing Companies assured that the supplies of LPG and POL products are operating normally and their distributions are being constantly monitored to ensure continuous availability. He urged general public to avoid panic buying of the LPG and POL products and purchase only what is needed for normal consumption so that artificial shortages are not created. Minister Wangsu informed as a precautionary measure, a 25-day wait between the bookings of LPG has been introduced. Any person or business entity found engaging in hoarding and black marketing, thereby creating artificial scarcity, may face strict action under Essential Commodities Act 1955 and other relevant regulations. He also requested to the general public not to fall prey to any rumor mongers or share unverified alarming messages in social media. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu highlighted the importance of the upcoming census exercise in Arunachal Pradesh during the ongoing budget session, stating that the process is crucial as several constituencies in the state are witnessing depopulation. Addressing the House, Khandu said that in many constituencies, there are areas where the population has significantly declined, making the census an important exercise to assess the actual demographic situation. He also informed that the census will be followed by a delimitation process based on the updated population data. The CM further stated that the upcoming census will be conducted in a digital format, marking a shift from traditional methods. According to Khandu, the first phase of the census will begin on April 16, 2026 and will focus on house listing and housing census. The second phase, scheduled to be carried out in 2027, will collect detailed social economic information of the population. The Arunachal Pradesh Assembly passed the ₹36,607 crore state budget for 2026-27 by voice vote after a two-day discussion in the House yesterday. Chief Minister Pema Khandu highlighted the key priorities of the state budget 2026-27 and thanked the members for their constructive participation in the discussion. Deputy CM Chona May, who also holds the finance planning and investment portfolios, said the 16 Finance Commission's recommendations will influence the state's fiscal position. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in charge of the Finance, Chona May, introduced the Arunachal Pradesh Appropriation Bill 2026, which was introduced in the Assembly during the budget session yesterday. Subsequently, the House took up the bill for consideration and passed the Arunachal Pradesh Appropriation Bill 2026, authorizing the government to withdraw funds from the Consolidated Fund of the state for the financial year 2026-27. 10-day white water rafting course is underway till 17 March 2026 at the Kameng River near Tipi Bolopong in Arunachal Pradesh. It is being conducted by 2 AP Battalion NCC Tawang in coordination with NIMAS. A total of 50 NCC cadets are participating in the course. Among them, 50 cadets are from Tawang and West Kameng districts. Med Center Itanagar has issued orange alert for Papumpare, Upper Siang, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Anjo, Lohit and Changlang districts of Arunachal Pradesh. Med Center has forecast thunderstorms with lightning and very heavy rainfall very likely to occur at isolated places in these districts. Additionally, yellow alert of thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain at isolated places was issued for 15 other districts. Double Paralympic Games gold medalist javelin thrower Sumit Antil lived up to his formidable reputation by clinching the top podium spot at the World Para Athletics Grand Prix in New Delhi yesterday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.